Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 50 today, verses 17 through 28. Jeremiah 50, 17 through 28. It says, Israel is a hunted sheep, driven away by lions. First the king of Assyria devoured him, and now at last Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has gnawed his bones. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing punishment on the king of Babylon and his land, as I punished the king of Assyria. I will restore Israel to his pasture, and he shall feed on Carmel and in Bashan, and his desire shall be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and in Gilead. In those days and at that time, declares the Lord, iniquity shall be sought in Israel, and there shall be none, and sin in Judah, and there shall be found none shall be found, for I will pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. Go up against the land of Merathim, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Kill and devote them to destruction, declares the Lord. And do all that I have commanded you. The noise of battle is in the land, and great destruction. How the hammer of the whole earth is cut down and broken. How Babylon has become a horror among the nations. I set a snare for you, and you were taken, O Babylon, and you did not know it. You were found and caught, because you opposed the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory and brought out the weapons of his wrath. For the Lord God of hosts has a work to do in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from every quarter. Open her granaries. Pile her up like heaps of grain and devote her to destruction. Let nothing be left of her. Kill all her bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them, for their day has come, the time of their punishment. A voice, they flee and escape from the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, vengeance for his temple. Now, these verses all are mixed together with verses about the near days to come when Israel would leave Babylon and go back to Israel, and also future days when Jesus would restore them and give them their righteousness. In this whole section, that's one of the things I've been trying to touch on today, and I'm going to show you from Scripture a really good way for you to see it. As you look at prophecy, if you just try to read the whole thing and put it all together in one full context, that's why people get confused. That's why they give up on it. No, the Bible talks about rightly dividing the word of God. You need to keep in mind that prophecy, one day, one verse will be writing about one time period and another verse talking about another whole different time period. As you're going to see, I'm going to show you that one half of a verse will be talking about one time period and another half of a verse talk about a different time period. You see, in the book, in Psalm 22, if you were to take the time to turn there, you'll see that David wrote about all these things that he was going on in his life and his anguish. He cries out in verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? Later on, he goes and says, well, my bones are out of joint. They've cast lots for my clothing, and they pierced my hands and my feet. Of course, we now know that he was prophesying about what Jesus would do. But at the time, it didn't make a lot of sense. He was just writing, but prophecy was intermixed in the verses. In Isaiah 61, listen to what Jesus said about Jesus here. In Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. So here we see this famous prophecy about the Messiah who's going to come. The Spirit of God's going to be on him, and he's going to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Now in Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, listen to what happens. And he, Jesus, came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and the scroll of prophet Isaiah was given him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it's written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. But wait a minute, Jesus, you stopped reading in the middle of the verse. The prophecy said, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Well, hopefully you all understand why he stopped reading. Because when he came the first time, it was to set the day of the Lord's favor, the time of grace, the church age. When he comes back is when the day of vengeance of our God is. So listen, if a prophecy, first half of verse talked about one time period, and another half talks about another whole time period 2,000 years away. That's why we need to slowly go through prophecy and let the Spirit show us which verse is talking about which time period. And hopefully that'll help some of you as you begin to dive into prophecy to get ready for these last days. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Proverbs. Next Monday, we'll be back in Jeremiah. Hope to see you then.